Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unbreakable Firefighter Blog Talk Radio Show, where we are helping firefighters improve their performance level on the fire ground and inside the firehouse. The Unbreakable Radio Show is built to share the mission of becoming a firefighter that stands fast, learns constantly, and performs consistently. And now, let the building begin with your hosts, Ryan Pennington and Jim Walsh.
Well, good evening, Blog Talk Radio Land. You're tuning in to Fire Engineering's Blog Talk Radio, episode number 1475. 1475 episodes of awesomeness that you can go back and listen to. Hey, this is your host, Ryan Pennington. It's Thursday, February the 2nd, 2017, and you're listening to Building the Unbreakable Firefighter. Building firefighters that are prepared to push the limits, to find their weaknesses, that's where true development begins. The Unbreakable Radio Show is built to share the mission of becoming a firefighter that stands fast, learns constantly, and performs consistently. Being unbreakable doesn't indicate being reckless. Rather, being unbreakable is a solid attitude, sound tactics, and persistence to accomplish the mission of extinguishment. I am super stoked and pumped to have a co-host tonight filling in for my good buddy Jim Walsh. He's out teaching firefighting, actually teaching and building the unbreakable firefighting tonight down in Florida. So we're going to unmute his mic, and I cannot give this guy enough applause, enough fanfare, enough introduction. But Pip, how the heck are you doing? And welcome to Building the Unbreakable Firefighter.
Dude, you said all that amazing stuff, and I just want to keep saying, like, unbreakable, like, repetitively in my head. Like, that's all. I'm like, as you're saying all these great things, I'm just thinking of, like, a WWE announcer and being like, unbreakable is coming into the ring. Like, totally unbreakable. Like, I've come up with, like, 80 catchphrases just in my head here. While I'm sitting with you, I am doing awesome.
You and I should not get together very often. It just really should.
Quite
happen.
Childish. It's really just childish banter, isn't it? Like, and now it's worse since you let me be live. Last time I wasn't live. Now I'm live saying unbreakable, dude. Like, I don't know. I'm like picturing like Stone Cold Steve Austin or like, I don't know, like unbreakable. It's in my head now. There'll be a t-shirt soon, I'm sure. Like, because that's what I do.
No,
right?
Another one.
I steal your ideas and I make t-shirts.
That's okay. So, Pip, how the heck are you? Who the heck are you? And are you unbreakable?
Well, first off, Ryan, I'm really good. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Rob Paparo, but everybody just calls me Pip. I am a lieutenant with the City of New Brunswick Fire Department here in scenic New Brunswick, New Jersey. Which really doesn't mean anything to anyone out there, but I'm more known because I am the director and one of the co-founders of 555 Fitness. And that's how I met Ryan. I don't know. Where did we meet? San Diego, right? I think we met in San Diego or so.
Dude, I don't know. It seems like we run into each other everywhere.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, you see somebody. This guy actually stopped me at FDIC last year. I had a brute force sandbag I was bringing to my booth, and I ended up having a 45-minute conversation with him with the brute force sandbag that we were all doing workouts with as we were talking in, like, the main, what do you call that? They're like the registration area, right, of the
yep.
show.
Yep.
So that's me. I'm the one of the guys, one of the firefighters behind 555 Fitness.
Dude, if you guys haven't checked out Pip, I mean, you know that I have a lot of energy, but when someone outdoes me in the energy area, it's like I'm blown away. So it's like walking around the floor at FDIC, and here's this fellow that's got this groovy haircut carrying a sandbag, and I'm like, wow. I don't run into very many people like this very often. So it's like that's why you stood out so much to me, Pip. Hey, we do have another caller on the line, Pip. Yeah, it's the haircut. Now, if I could pull off the mohawk, I would so rock it. I'm telling you, I would so rock it. Hey, Pip, I know that you haven't had a chance to meet this young man that's coming on the line right now, but I can't wait to put you two together. When I know the 314, not 304, means Missouri, and that has to mean none other but the Jason Hovland. I hope this is Jason Hovland. Is that you, Chief?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan, how you doing? Thanks for inviting me on.
Man, so Chief, we got Pip from 555 Fitness on, and I really want to get you two together anyway, because I know that your mission and his mission coincide with each other. And if you haven't met Pip, he is like a spark plug of energy that blows even me away, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah, he sounds like it. I heard, I put in right when you were talking about carrying sandbags, and I can relate. You know, I carry like 3 or 4 sandbags, and I throw them at those, remember those tic-tac-toe games? The little baggies that you threw at the old tic-tac-toe games, and they'd flip over the piece, you know? But anyway, probably not the same kind of sandbag.
This one may
I'm
be a little
age, Ryan. That's old.
Yeah, I was going to say, he just dated himself here. It's probably because we are all. Hey, guys, I want to get a conversation going tonight. And being the theme of the show is building the unbreakable firefighter, you two are a great mixture of people. I want to talk about going live. I mean, going fast, making training realistic. And Pip, just so you know, that Jason and I, we text like teenagers, almost as bad as you and I Facebook instant message. But Chief Holdman was showing, I know, right? I'm like telling everybody our deep, dark secrets. But Chief, tell me what you guys did today. You see a white helmet with the face piece and his SCBA on, going down the set of stairs there. And I want to see how you out there, Forest and Valley, and then Pip in New Jersey, how do you guys bump up your training to add some stimulation to it to make it more realistic?
About today, our training, we've got a really good training division. Andrew and Jason and Paul and the group, they do a phenomenal job of coming up with things for us to do, no matter what the weather is. And today was a real simple drill, and they set up a forcible entry prop. They packed a pumper. We don't really have a training facility, so they backed a pumper in kind of close to the prop. So we had kind of limited access, and then we just forced the door. And once we got in the room, we had to find the spare SCBA bottle. It really wasn't it was more of a confidence and competency thing to check everybody's skills. Had one member low on air that we had to buddy breathe, and we had to do it in a manner that allowed us to still bleed off the tank to switch a tank out. And of course you're not going to do that in a fire, but it's just confidence, being familiar with your equipment and working as a team, communicating inside, limited visibility situations. And, one of my New Year's resolutions this year was to do more hands-on training with my guys as a battalion chief. I was disappointed in the amount of times I was able to do that last year. So this year I'm trying to get out of the office more and doing more of those things, not directing the training as much as participating in it. And, we kind of shake things up as far as speed goes, as the training division focuses on muscle memory and getting the techniques correct and the methods correct, and then they'll set up a drill that tests those things.
Nice. Pip, I know you've got to have something in your sandbag of tricks of cranking up the intensity. And by the way, your Instagram feed is more than inspirational. I mean, tell us how we can crank it up. Tell us how to get some of that Pip energy and put some stress and make it in a safe manner, but really crank up it to the next level.
I can't give away all my secrets, Ryan. I mean, then I wouldn't be unbreakable, right? If I gave away all my secrets, you know, it's a fire service. If you know things, you're not supposed to tell people you know them, right? That's bad. If you tell other people stuff, you're not supposed to do that. It's very, very bad, is what I've been told.
Get out of here.
But it's hard to kind of explain, because I don't see myself as. I mean, I know I have high energy and I know I do a lot. I just don't. That's just me. You know, I'm not doing anything special. I'm not taking anything. I'm not doing anything different. But when it comes to training, like the chief was talking about, you know, I didn't make a New Year's resolution, but I felt like we kind of got a little lazy there towards the end of the year on my shift when it came to training, when it came to us running training, and not just depending on the training division, but trying to do it ourselves. So this year we've been trying to do something each day. And that muscle memory
that the chief was just talking about, you know, building on that and taking these small steps. That's what we've been doing this year on my shift, is like one or two skills a day, and then coming back on the next shift and up in the ante. So one day we're going over our RIT packs, you know, something that is always on the truck. And when you do the truck check, you're like, oh, there's the RIT pack. Okay, good. But we don't really train on it as much as we probably should. And so one day we go over it. Then we come back for our next shift, and we went into our basement, and we set up a very simple prop of just hooking up to it. And then the next time we're talking about doing drags and getting that firefighter out. And it's really trying to just keep amping up and amping up. And for the month of January, that's what we kind of did on our shift with smaller groups. And what you see is that everyone wants to amp it up. Because if you accomplish a very little goal, you know, you accomplish that, oh, we hooked up, let's just say, the RIT pack in a darkened environment. Well, what can we do next? You know, like, what could you give us next? And it gets the guys all thinking, and then they want to challenge me. You know, as their lieutenant, like, they don't want me to set up every training evolution. And I don't want to set up every training evolution. I want one of them to do something, so I'm surprised. And I think that's that amp up energy that I am trying to get to everyone out there. You know, you just start small. You know, you don't walk into the gym and throw 275 on the bar and back squat it in the first time. You warm up to it. And I think if we train that way in the fire service, it really gets everybody going, as opposed to this, like, I'm going to give you the hardest evolution ever your first day out of the gate. You're going to fail, and I'm going to tell you you're wrong and why you're wrong. It doesn't work that way.
It used to be like that. I know it is.
No, not in your department, right? Nowhere did that do that. Come on, guys. You're old.
I travel a lot. And Jason, you and I have had this conversation that Florissant Valley within the last, what'd you say, 5 years is completely different than what it was. Pip hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a huge transformation for us. We were just fortunate enough to have some, you know, staff in place that was willing to accept it and help with the buy-in and keep it going, not be influenced by the people that didn't like it. And we had good people in place to facilitate the training exactly like Pip was talking about. And I'll be honest with you, when we first rolled out our training division, it was really the first time we had a formal training division put in place. And we came out of the gates, you know, firing on all cylinders, and we had to back it off a little bit because we were just so eager and enthusiastic and wanted to do everything. So, you know, do all this stuff. And, you know, realism had to set in, you know, pretty quick for us to sustain and temper our pace. But a lot of it really boiled down to, we started out with what Pip talked about, core fundamental skills and methods at doable paces so people could learn them and be confident in them. And then later in the month, putting it together into a drill and a scenario that challenged them, that they were on air, they were in limited visibility, they were challenged and under a little bit of stress. And by and large, our department has, I mean, not that we were bad before, but there's a noticeable difference in how we operate. And it's not because of who did what, it's because the firefighters here accepted that challenge and were able to become more proficient. They saw their own deficiencies when we did these things a lot of times, which was really kind of cool. They worked on things on their own, and I'm proud to say and honored to be a member of this department because everybody works so hard trying to get better.
Pip, I got to ask you.
Hang on, Ryan. Before you ask, isn't that the best thing, though? Like, you just kind of said it. Like, you want to get better. I want to get better. Everyone has deficiencies. You know, just because you're wearing a white helmet or a red helmet or it's a lieutenant on your shield, I don't know everything. No one can know everything. And if we're all doing this together and everybody's kind of messing up together on the training ground and wanting to get better, it's only going to make us better the day we have to do it. And I think that's a big thing when we come to back to the unbreakable term. You know, if you're working at it, and I don't mean like, you know, all day, every day, hey, it's raining, go outside, stretch hoses, like, you know, keep it in perspective. But it's amazing the growth you get out of it. And I just think it's huge when it comes to fire service training and physical fitness as well. So sorry, Ryan, you have a question?
Well, No.
We're going to take over your show. Me and the chief are going to take over your show, by the way.
You know that a wise man once told me, and I think his last name was Holdman, is when you've got good people, your chiefing job is easy. That's what happens when you have a radio show with good people on it. You sit down, shut up, and hang on. Hey, but I do have to ask you, Pip, tell me something that I'm really struggling with. Is you're the workout guy, and let me tell you a little bit about Mr. Holdman later and about his freaking fitness regimen that absolutely embarrassed me. But anyway, if we get somebody out, get their heart rate pumped up, and then go put them on a truck, is that something we can add some stimulation to them? And I'll give you the reason why. It's like when we do the crawl, walk, run stuff like Jason and you were talking about, when we get to the run phase, I want to really crank it up. And, I mean, if you have someone jump up in the truck, have them drive around the block, then come back in, can we have them do a couple hundred push-ups before we do it to really get them overstimulated to learn how to control that raw emotion coming out of the gate? It's almost like the Kentucky Derby, that guy that comes out of the chute so fast, and all of a sudden at the first turn he's already in last place.
So, yes, I do think that is a good thing. I am not so sure that a couple hundred push-ups is the best idea, but you're on the right track.
Right.
You know, a couple hundred push-ups is taxing you in ways that isn't the best way to do it, and then you say, go throw a ladder, and you're going to be like, this is not happening for most people.
Maybe I exaggerated a little bit.
But I like it. I like it. Like, it's cool. Like, 10 burpees, you know, throw on your gear, you know, or 20
right.
burpees, then throw on your gear. You know, get your heart rate moving. And what about if we get a rower, like a Concept 2 rower, and do a 5-minute solid row or even a 2-minute solid row, or you get an assault bike
right.
and you jump on that for 30 seconds to a minute, and now you're going to go to work. You know, that's going to simulate the alarm, you know, because we all know when the alarm comes in, our heart rate jacks up. When that dispatcher says structure fire or reported fire or smoke in the building, you're different. You're at a different heart rate automatically. So now we're going to be able to
right.
do that. And things like that even work in critical thinking scenarios where I've learned of departments that in their officer development program, you know, you do 5 minutes on the rower, you get off, you turn, and there's your scenario. Go. You know, five
right.
minutes rowing, even at a slow, out-of-shape man's pace, is still going to get your heart rate rocking. So I think it's definitely a great way to challenge firefighters and prepare them. And without giving too much away, definitely things 555 Fitness is looking to do this year, let's say. Maybe.
Right. right. Jason, what do you think? I know that you've got more to add to that because I've been to your department. I know what kind of guys you have. I mean, is that something where we can add that next level of challenges to them?
I think you could. Honestly, we're in the middle of transitioning our fitness program to a more functional program. We're literally cleaning out our weight room and changing everything about how we provide fitness opportunities to our members while on duty. And with that, there's been discussions in changing how we prepare for hands-on drills and evolutions. And things really kind of what Pip was talking about. You know, we're looking at, for example, starting in each engine house before the crews go out, you know, the captains call each other and, you know, the first about 10 minutes before they go out, they're stretching and they're doing, you know, mobility sets and evolutions and, you know, kind of getting their bodies warm and loosened up before they get out to the drill ground. And I kind of like the ideas that Pip threw out there because we're literally, I'm not kidding you, we have a committee working right now. At making changes to make what we do more functional, integrating fitness into the hands-on drills.
You better watch out because a little birdie told me that Lipsky's doing CrossFit now.
He is, and ironically enough, I started at a CrossFit gym last week. You know, finally after you know a few months being off and pretty inactive. Because of some medical issues, I'm finally back. And so there's a local gym that I'm going to. I'm not doing any of the crazy stuff, but the rowing, I love the row machine and just the burpees and the mobility things that I'm able to do. And we're going to incorporate that some of that stuff into our place here. But yeah,
about
Frank,
isn't it amazing that if we're all talking at the same time. Isn't it amazing if you don't do the crazy stuff, it's still really good? You don't need to do the crazy stuff. It's still really good. The basics work. Like, I almost feel like I'm taking advantage of people sometimes when I'm like, this is our workout. You could have done this in your basement if you wanted to alone. And, you know, that's all it takes. And it's amazing. And that's some of the things the fire service needs to see. You know, like, that's what we're trying to promote, is it is really simple.
It really is. And I was off a long time. I needed some motivation. I needed to get out of the house. And it's been helpful for me. And with what I had going on, my form was going to be an issue, and I needed that coach to get me started again. Even though I've been in the fitness for, you know, almost my adult life, it was just important. And I think it's something that we're going to do here at Forreston too, is help some of the people coach through just the most basic moves and forms, even when you're talking about body weight things and mobility exercises and things of that nature. And it's really, really beneficial.
So, Chief, I know this guy. He's from New Jersey. He's got a really, really bad haircut. But I'm pretty sure that this feller could probably help you, point you in the right direction. Just saying.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
I may know some people. I know I got a guy.
Yeah.
If you say New Jersey, I got a guy.
I will warn you, don't say any, like, cool catchphrases, because they will become a T-shirt and they'll end up on your porch. Just saying.
Nice.
Just saying. It just happens sometimes, right?
So Pip, give us how the Chief's got us in a good direction here. How does that functional fitness carry over to the fire ground? Because, I mean, you and I have talked about it a lot. I mean, how do you see that, the benefits, and how fast can you see the benefits, or have you seen the benefits of it?
I mean, I've definitely seen the benefits of it, you know, all over the place. But when you think about it, it's hard, because functional fitness is such a, like, a buzzword, I guess, is a good way to put it, you know, to say it. But when you think about what we do in the fire grounds, you know, there's no controlled movements there. There's no, you're going to do this exactly this way. You know, we are moving our bodies in every which way but loose. And I like that the Chief keeps mentioning mobility. And yeah, you know, we're not going to stretch, you know, it's going to, the tones don't drop. Everybody take 2 minutes to stretch and mobilize and jump on the rig. It's not going to happen. But if you committed 30 minutes in the morning during your shift to mobility, and you just did that every shift day, you didn't even do it on your days off, you don't have to worry about that stretching anymore and that mobility. Loads of departments nationwide are now turning to sports medicine programs to treat their firefighters like athletes, because, you know, we send guys to a rehab center for some type of injury, and they're getting the same rehab as the 70-year-old grandma who just had a hip replacement. And that is not the kind of rehab a firefighter needs. You know, they need athletic rehab, just like an athlete would need, because of what we do. So you see benefits from mobility. You see benefits from strength gains, because we do need to be strong. There's just no way about that. And you're able to use these functional movements, these big body movements like deadlifts and back squats and front squats and cleans, and that translates into picking up a ladder, you know, picking up a high-rise pack, picking up hydraulic tools, operating above your head with your arms up. It's just direct correlations from certain moves to things that we do, not on an everyday basis. You know, when's the last time you threw a ladder on the side of a building in a fire? You know, maybe a year, because you've been on the engine or you've been doing something else. So by working these big muscle groups, we're able to prepare for that without even having to do it.
Right. Right. Jason, can you feel the confidence coming when you take those functional movements and put it? I mean, when Frank told me this, I was like ecstatic. Number one, I was ready to get back in my box now that I've got my medical issue fixed. But I mean, can you see how this evolution's coming in Forreston? Because I mean, let's face it, you guys run fires. I mean, I watch your social media feed. I talk to your guys behind your back. I mean, about you. I mean, I'll talk to them all the time.
Right.
You guys,
all the above.
You guys run fires. Can you see the benefits long term. So let's face it. I mean, we're all getting older. I mean, we need to be more efficient in our movements.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got all in all, we've been lucky. We've had a pretty fit department overall for a while. But guys have gotten away from the bodybuilding type exercises, which is what most of our equipment right now is. And I'm not kidding you. Everything in they're looking at getting rid of everything up there and replacing it all. And for a couple reasons. Number one is to be more functional and to be more realistic with what we're trying to do here. We want guys to be able to translate what they do here on duty. And a lot of them have gone into the CrossFit and the functional fitness workout type gyms and coaches on their own. They see the benefits of it. And it does translate on the fire ground, in throwing ladders. I mean, a good example is, when's the last time that you laddered a parapet wall and then got to the top and had to throw a straight ladder over on the other side of it? You know, there's some twisting and things that go on with that. And we want them to be functional. The second side of this, from an administrative perspective as a chief officer, is reduction of injury. It does cost our district dollars every time somebody gets injured. And a lot of the exercises that we can move into that PIP is describing, those compound or core oriented core, they start in the core and into the hips and into the big muscles and those things, and balance and getting those fast twitch muscles strengthened around joints and stuff. The less injuries we're going to have, the less dollars we're going to have to spend on those types of things, the less time people have out of their career, the less likely they are to have a career and get injury. I mean, it compounds. The benefits aren't just relatable to the fire ground, although that's probably the most important. But we also want people to work and retire here healthy. And we also want the financial health of our district to be good. So it's encompassing. There's benefits to both sides. And I hate to bring in the dollar side, but it's a reality.
But PIP, this stuff,
the dollar side,
so
is a big
money.
Reality. That's a huge reality. It's not just the dollar. The dollar sign is like, everything comes down to the dollar, but that's just as important as your health at this point, right? Your body in the seat is needed. We need you. The day you swore the oath, I need you to come to work. I need you to be healthy to come to work. And so do the people that depend on us. You know, you wear the T-shirt. Now it's time to be there all the time. And if we can do things to help you prevent you from getting injured, why would you not want that? You know, and that's something that we're preaching left and right. Seems like nationwide to the 555 fitness fans. And then, like, some people look at us like, oh my God, I never thought of it that way. Right. But why not make you healthier? Why not? You're going to live longer. Sorry.
Yeah. And why not enjoy the time you're here? You know, enjoy the time that you're, you know, have a healthy, you know, fun career for 30 years and retire still able to walk and with not a lot of arthritis in your joints and, you know, having to suffer from undue injuries that were preventable.
Yep. And live longer after retirement. We are at 555 Fitness is doing it's going to be called the Train Hard, Do Work, Honor Always Fitness Summit this year. And I was speaking to one of our prospective speakers, and he said to me, I didn't say this to him, I can't believe how alarming it is, your rate of life expectancy after retirement. And for someone that's outside of the fire community to know that already, that's even scarier. I got more scared about that. You know, like, live after you retire. We all work for retirement, right? Or you volunteer for a certain amount of time. You want to be able to live your life as long as possible, and this is going to help you do that. It's I'm not a big science guy, but, you know, it's science. It's there, you know. Sorry.
And that's it, ladies
and
gentlemen.
I stop yelling. I'm going to stop yelling, Ryan. I'm going to try not to yell.
And that's the show for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for thank you, New. Goodbye, good night, New Jersey. Hey, if you
scolded
guys, if anyone,
everyone, that's the show.
Yeah. So if you folks out there listening to here on Blog Talk Radio, please call in. We've got two of the leaders of the fire service in this guy's opinion. The guest call-in number is 760-454-8852. Man, come on, pick up your telephones and let's talk to Jason and let's talk to Pip about something. and anything's on the table every time. Go ahead, Pip.
Go ahead. I just got a text message from someone who's listening but doesn't want to call in, and he said, compound movements equal compound the benefits. And that's it. If you're doing compound movements, you're going to compound the benefits you get from them instead of these single isolation movements that the chief was talking about in the bodybuilding type world, which aren't bad either. You know, I've gotten in trouble for saying those are bad. Not bad, but not as good as compound movements for firefighters.
All right. If they're texting you, tell them to pick up their telephone, hit the telephone call, and let's get the conversation started. I mean, come on now. So, Jason, something else that that your training officer sent to me today was your department's commitment to equipping your apparatus. Man, I'm telling you, that picture with the pigs and the New York roof hooks and the Halligan bars, really, I mean, somebody ought to put that, like, and frame it of, like, this is what fire department should look like. I mean, how do you make that commitment? And maybe it comes down to dollars and cents. Is that something that you guys have embraced as a culture? And I know that Pip's from New Jersey, so this stuff probably sounds like it's just like second nature to him. But how do you get everybody to embrace the difference that good quality equipment can make? And then how do you keep them trained up on that stuff?
Well, first thing, it wasn't always like that here. As administration and staff changed over the years, and this is by no means an indictment of prior officers or anything else. It just was one of those situations where they didn't know what they didn't know. And as more engaged firefighters came into our department, and we hired, we hired phenomenally talented people and smart people over the last, 10, 15 years who were willing to fight the good fight. And it took us, realistically, it took us almost 15 years to get the change of culture here to allow and really encourage our paramedic firefighters that were on the ambulance that day to be involved in firefighting activities, with the caveat that if there's victims, they're first when you're on the ambulance, which, is of course a given. But it took a long time to do that. And as far as the type of equipment, honestly, when our organization started to allow us to bring in outside instructors, people like yourself, people like, for years we brought in the guys you would see at FDIC, and allowing our members to go to other conferences outside of here, they bring back what other people are using. They bring back stories of this tool and why it's superior to the tool we have on the trucks now. And those people they brought back validity, credibility, and they were able to push the envelope enough and change the culture over a long period of time that we try to buy what people are familiar with and use and can justify in that use. And the pictures that you saw today, what's really interesting about those is there's a set of three, right? There's a pig, there's a New York hook, and there's a water can. And those are going on our spare ambulances. Those aren't even for the first line trucks. The first line trucks already have all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't say that paradigmatic word very, very loud, because this guy from New Jersey is one of those golden ticket holders. And just so you know, Kip, Jason's shift, matter of fact, was first due to an apartment fire, came in as a box alarm, and his ambulance and first due ladder truck, correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, made 7 rescues.
Yeah, they initiated the rescues. Before it was all said and done, the First Due Engine Company went to the interior and got people out to balconies. The ambulance right away, they were bunked out when they got there. They started throwing the ladder. And by the time it was all said and done, those two initiated almost the rescues. We did have some help from an additional engine company from a mutual aid department that was second engine on the scene.
And this wasn't
amazing
normal...
when it all works the way it's supposed to, right?
Well, yeah. Here's the thing, Pip, is this wasn't a 24-foot ground ladder, right? Right, Chief? This was the big daddy, wasn't
correct.
It?
Yeah, 35 went up, or he got correct. A pole ladder?
That's all they had 35. On that pumper is a 35-footer. Yeah.
Oof, yeah. On the pumper. So, oof, man.
All right.
That's a heavy ladder.
Missouri goes big. All right, Pip, that goes right down your wheelhouse. How do we coordinate training with that without hurting people? That's a big ladder. I mean, is that something that we need? I mean, I know we need to train on it, but how do you institute that? And let's just say we've got some difference in fitness levels. I mean, how do you institute getting the guys and gals to buy in to throw in that 35-footer? And they were on the ambulance.
It's, again, man, it's that we're going to do this. You know, this is what we're going to do today, and everybody's got that all-in attitude that, hey, let's train. You know, and it's not always going to be simple. You know, you could throw the 24 all day. Let's throw the 24. Let's throw the 24 by ourselves. We carry a 28. We carry 24s on the engines, and then the truck has a 28. So now let's throw the 28. Now let's get the 35 out. You know, let's work on it this way. And it's, how do you think it should go up? How do you think it should go up? What do you think's the best way? You know, and I feel like the more we go to different locations, we scout out different ways to do things, the better we're going to be all around. And sometimes what that does for someone who may not have a high fitness level is they realize that they're kind of lagging behind, where everybody else is moving along fine, and these folks are like, why aren't I moving along fine? Well, maybe you should join us in the workout this afternoon type thing. Or maybe on your days off, you should be putting a little more time at the gym or doing something a little different. You know, it doesn't have to be this kind of like call someone out on it. They realize it for themselves if they're doing it. And definitely right now in Jersey, we're doing a lot of indoor training. There's not much going on outside because the temperature's just not right for it. But it's the same thing. In the summer, the heat of the summer, we're not doing it either. So you have to use those moments as an officer and even as a firefighter, as anybody, to be smart about your time. And, you know, April comes around, let's get outside and throw ladders, guys. You know, let's stretch lines outside and flow water and things like that. So that's what it's all about, too, because, I mean, tomorrow it's going to be, I don't know, like 30-something here. I don't feel like standing outside throwing ladders for a long time. But if it's 50-something, we could do it for hours and have a good time with it. So I think as long as you're engaging people, it all comes around, you know, that it all works out well together.
I got to say just one more thing on that fire, Ryan. That ambulance crew, they didn't put that ladder in one place. They carried that thing. If I could be wrong, they moved it at least 3 times.
Wow.
Man, they moved it, I know, at least 3 times.
Ambulance riders can't do that. I mean, come on now.
And the other thing, interesting,
paramedics,
probably
stay away.
3 weeks prior, they did a drill, a multi-company drill at a three-story abandoned townhouse, almost to very similar to the situations they found at 2:30 in the morning that night in July. Yeah, they, between the training division, the company officers to keep their guys ready, you know, they did exactly what they needed to do. As an incident commander, my job was easy because the captains do their job every day. The training division does an exemplary job, and our chief and board get us the equipment that we need to have.
And that's
on,
it too,
Pip,
you know, moving ladders. It's not just throwing. No, it's just not throwing ladders. I'm going to get angry again. It's moving ladders too. You know, let's train for real. This isn't the pretend, okay, put a ladder to this window. Now let me go get another one. Now let me go do this. You know, everybody moves a ladder differently. You know, I am extremely, extremely, and if you follow my Instagram page, you saw what my guys did for me the other day. They gave me a nice little booster seat because I am extremely vertically challenged. So I do not move a ladder when it's up and in place the same way as someone who is 6'6". You know, I got to figure out my way that the balance point is going to work for me as opposed to someone else. But that may teach someone else how to do it too. So that engagement in training where we're not just throw a ladder, put it down, throw a ladder, put it down. You know, throw it, now let's move it. What's going to be the best way to move it? Do we flip it? Do we grab it from the bottom and go hold it high and walk with it? You know, what can and can't you do? Always engages people to want to do more. And recently we found, at least I found with the crew of guys I have in my station right now, everybody wants to get hands on everything. And it's been great. You know, like, let's all do this. And then someone's like, oh, look, I did it this way and it works better. And I think it's just a good overall, it creates that culture, you know, and Ryan's talking this unbreakable firefighter, like it's an unbreakable crew is what you need. You know, that all in attitude is huge. And you're not going to be all in every time you show up to work either. That's for sure.
Right. Right. And I think that's the unbreakableness is it rubs off, and it has to start at the top. I mean, I'm telling you what, seeing Jason Hovland with his white helmet crawling, forcing doors, and number one, it was just so, just warms my heart to see it actually happening. But then to see the white helmet doing it, come on now. White helmet guys will never have to force a door. Right, Jason? Come on now. You ride in a car. Come on.
I don't need to train on that stuff. I hope someday I still get to do it. Yeah. I hope I get to again.
Well, and think about it is, Jason, is leading by example is why I respect you so much. It's not only do you walk, talk the talk, you walk the walk. And just like you said, I talk about you behind your backs. It's all in fun. It's all in good stuff. But your guys have nothing but praise for you for being that leader. So, I mean, that's what it's about. I mean, there is zero doubt in Forest and Valley Fire Protection District. The battalion chief rolls up, and you're by yourself. And it reminds me of that YouTube video about the fire SUV. If there's a rescue that needs to be made, a door needs to be forced.
Let me turn the radio off.
There is zero doubt that Jason Hovland's not going to go do it because you walk the talk.
I miss it. I'd much rather be doing what they were doing. But you know, you also embrace, honestly, I can tell you that I don't know. My crew makes my job extremely easy. They do what they're supposed to do. Plus much more. They're always prepared. And, I was actually talking to a guy about that fire today. And when I pulled up, it took me a while. My first order on that fire ground was a face-to-face with the engine company that was pulling the first line, which was like they were fourth or fifth arriving. They pulled up by me, so I did a face-to-face. So you don't really hear me make an order for a long, long time on that fire because everybody's doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. And I'm just listening and repeating what they're telling me so that it gets logged on the CAD through dispatch. Because the guys do a phenomenal job. I'm very, very blessed and lucky to have those guys on my crew.
Pip, I know that you experienced the same thing. You guys made a save in a vacant recently. Is that cohesion? I mean, can you see that evolution coming where there's a day when your, I won't say obsession with fitness and training, but I know that you've got to be rubbing off on your guys. I mean, they put the 555 Christmas lights up for you, which I thought was pretty special. So,
well,
I mean, do you see that? Do you,
I don't know
do
if
you
that
see
was
that
in
evolution
support.
Coming?
I'm not 100% hey. Sure if that was, you know, which part of that was, you know, let's mess with Pip or let's put the 555 Christmas lights up, right? I think it was a little bit of both.
Hey, as long as they spell it, as long as they spell it right, those words are coming through their lips, though, right?
Spelling does count. They did do a good job of getting the 3-5s, and they actually almost had them blinking independently of each other, which was fairly amazing on my part. But you do see that culture rubbing off, you know, and not everybody is doing, you know, CrossFit or the exact workout that I'm doing. There was a while where we were all doing it together as a group. But some guys have kind of gone off and are working out before they come into work. Some guys are working out at work. You know, we're all still working out together, but it does rub off. You know, the entire thing, that cohesion. You know, the night we made the grab was, you know, everybody did their job. You know, and it was very fluid and very much the way it you want to say it should be. You know, but and my shift caught a bunch of fires like back-to-back-to-back tours almost, and everyone did what they needed to do. Every engine company pulled up, and it's like the chief was kind of saying, like, orders were given, but they didn't even really need to be because everyone was on the page of what they should do. You know, the third men, the jump seat guys, knew what they should have been doing because they heard master stream, or they knew what they should have been doing because they heard basement fire. You know, the outside vent guys weren't taking windows in the basement until they heard water flowing down there. And I think the more you can train and the more you can talk about it, and I don't know, I think I've said it like 12 times today, but get that all-in attitude from everybody, the better it's always going to be. And that causes things like, you know, the two paramagicians, you know, throwing ladders outside and saving people, like doing what they're supposed to do because they have the all-in attitude.
Nice. All right, gentlemen, it's getting a little bit late here on the East Coast, and late to me means about 6:30 because I'm usually up about 4:30. So let's talk about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is coming up for us. Pip, tell us what you got going on at FDIC this year.
I can't tell you what I got going on at FDIC this year. You got to give me two more weeks,
so,
and then we'll I'm locking some things down for FDIC as we speak. But it's getting closer, and there will be a 555 Fitness presence there, and we will have a lot of events going on here. You know what I can tell you? I do have something I can tell you that's confirmed. I forgot.
Are we eating donuts?
Donuts are getting worked out. Look for donuts probably on Friday morning. The 555 Donut Social will be going on. That's in the process. But what I can tell you is Wednesday night, the Indy Metro Fools Brotherhood Bash, 555 Fitness will be there. We will have a table. We will be selling 555 Fitness gear. We will be hanging out. We will be having a good time, talking fitness, you know, doing a big thing. So let's start there. That's where we'll be one night at FDIC, and we'll leave it there for now.
Nice. Nice. And a rumor has it you took somebody's idea and made some killer T-shirts that I'm so rocking right now. And Chief Overman, I was on having a Ryan fit, and for some reason Pip's number come up, so he got the brunt of the Ryan fit. And I told him that I have no more somethings to give, and no more excuses to accept. And all of a sudden these shirts show up. Of course, me being the good Southern Baptist boy, the F word one was left off my order. Thank you, Pip. But so be careful what quote you get.
I thought I threw one in there just to be funny. No, I didn't. I thought I threw one in there. But we've taken some nasty heat about that shirt, and it really set some people in my organization off, because the people that gave us heat about it, kind of not only did they give us heat for making that shirt, but they kind of said how, like, just by us having that shirt proves what kind of people we are. And we're not engaging them, and I'm not trying to start a schoolyard fight about this, but, you know, I thought about it, and not that this was planned, but the post that immediately followed this comment was about our support for our little firefighter brother, Trucker Dukes. And I just kept thinking in my head, I'm like, this guy doesn't even know me. He's just some keyboard cowboy who got mad because, and we even put in our post explicit content, you know, if you don't like it, move on. But this guy feels like we're like ruining the fire service because we did that. And, that got me. That got my blood boiling, too, there, with no Southern Baptist. That was my New Jersey blood boiling. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hear what the Chief's doing at FDIC. Then we can talk about other stuff.
That T-shirt is awesome, by the way. It is phenomenal. Phenomenal. All right, Chief. I know that you're presenting again this year. Where are you going to be at FDIC And I'm sure looking forward to seeing you again, my brother.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you too. Hopefully I can hook up with Pip and meet him face-to-face. I'm teaching, presenting Thursday afternoon. I think I've got that 3:15 slot again, or whatever that is, that last one. It's always tough, but
a sleepy one. Everybody's sleepy by that point.
Yeah, that's okay. But I'm going to try and make it that evening if I can. I have trouble. The biggest problem with that class is, you know, I've talked a little room, so that's okay. But my biggest problem with that is I have a hard time getting down to the fun run afterwards, you know. I'm going to try and get down to that. I'm coming in Monday, and this year I'm actually taking hot classes. Between prior obligations the last 6 and 7 years with committees and board of directors and teaching the last 2 years in hot, I'm actually taking hot classes on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it. This is the first year I haven't had a ton of obligations that kept me from really taking a lot of classes. I'm looking forward to getting dirty and, being tired and sitting in on some really good classrooms. I'm sure I'll attend the, Fool's Bash on Wednesday evening. I'm going to try and make the Tuesday evening ISFSI social. And then Thursday, the run, if I can make it. And I don't know what's Thursday evening. I know there are a couple ideas getting kicked around, but I'm not sure what's set in stone. But that's kind of mine, I think, for right now.
Nice. Man, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. I don't know what my week's gonna. I don't know what my week's gonna look like. I'm actually coming in Sunday and doing a 4-hour pre-conference, so I get to unleash the fury of the Horden on everybody for 4 hours. That 90-minute time frame, I can't even get my name out in 90 minutes. So I'm really looking forward to having a full. Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes me 90 minutes to introduce who I am and how much crap I have. Literally.
You know why I don't do Twitter, right?
Why is that?
Because you only get 140 characters, right?
You can't fit me in 140 characters. I don't fit. I may be little, but I don't fit in 140 characters, so I don't do Twitter. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I can't make it happen, no matter how hard I try.
I struggle with it. I struggle with the same thing. It's crazy.
I gave up. Yeah. I quit. Are you happy, Ryan? You happy? I quit something.
No.
I did. I didn't do
it. I can't believe
you're... I didn't try hard enough. I quit the Twitter. I don't do the Twitter.
Man. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Then we have Pip the Quitter. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Tell the people out there how they can get a hold of you. And tell us about Trucker's Mission. Before me talking
about myself, you know, we're supporting our little firefighter brother, Trucker Dukes. His dad is a firefighter in Maui. And Trucker's been battling neuroblastoma for the past 2 years. And I had the pleasure of meeting his whole family. And, you know, Trucker's actually been to one of the houses I work at when he was getting treated here in New Jersey. And, you know, he is just the strongest little guy I know. And his family is so strong. And they're going through a really tough time right now. So we're using social media to get some support for them. So what you're going to do, and you can see it, if you go to the 555 Fitness Instagram page right now, we've pretty much flooded that page with these posts. You can see what you need to do. But it's hashtag Trucker Tough Challenge. And what we want you to do is make your toughest face you can just to show how tough Trucker is and how you're supporting him, and throw up a big shaka because he is from the islands there in Hawaii. And, you know, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to my family, to everyone that's involved with 555, and to his family, more importantly, to be able to search that hashtag. And I got social media open right now. And I'm looking at, I can't see what fire department it is because there's somebody sitting in front of the township fire department, but they're somewhere in Upper Michigan. So the UP is sending out shakas. And I know in the UP right now, it's probably like, I don't know, -8,000 degrees or something like that. So in the complete opposite of Hawaii, they're doing it just to support this little guy. So hashtag Trucker Tough Challenge. Check it out. It's all over 555 Fitness. You guys can see what you need to do. You know, it's just and that show is support for this family, this firefighter family.
Yeah. We'll definitely get that. I'll get that cranking. I got a bunch of rookies. We're going to throw up the shakas. I got a chance to spend some time on the big island.
Doing it tomorrow at work.
Nice. So, all right. Tell us where we can find the 555 Fitness and stuff. And I'm searching the hashtag Trucker's Tough Challenge right now. Trucker Dudes, man, buddy.
Trucker Tough Challenge. So you can find us at 555 Fitness on Instagram at 555 Fitness, Facebook 555 Fitness, 555fitness.org. I am at 555 Pip on Instagram, and that's where I put up all of Ryan's favorite inspirational posts or pictures of me being unbreakable in workouts where I'm like laying on the ground almost next to death because I've worked out so hard. That Ryan likes to remind me of pictures like that. Like, you know, Ryan, you see what happened yesterday? Yesterday, Ryan? No, two days ago, I did a workout. We did it live on Facebook, and it was myself, Justin Herzog from San Diego Fire, and Chris Torres from the FDNY. And my wife comments, "Go faster, Pip." Like, could you believe that? That's my wife calling me out on social media. I'm like, I'm keeping up with these two beasts. We're doing the same weight. The weight was 10 pounds above my body weight, and my wife is telling me to go faster online. Like, that's love right there, isn't it?
Hey, so is this Justin Herzog with Dan Bailey that I'm seeing there on your 555 Fitness?
Justin Herzog is visiting family in Brooklyn, and leave it up to the man with the stash to go into a box in Brooklyn, and who just happens to be working out there, but Dan Bailey. So, yeah, we got Dan Bailey showing his support for the Trucker Dukes, man.
Dude, that is cool. Man, those two guys are both beasts. Man, thanks for coming on tonight, Pip. Thanks for your friendship. Thanks for the T-shirts. And thanks for the inspiration. If anybody hasn't checked out 555 Fitness, they give away a lot. And I'm talking like every day. If you want to work out, whether you have your bumper plates or your bikes or whether you just got a big fat body like me and want to start getting it, check out 555 Fitness. They give away free programming. Let me say that a little bit out louder. Free programming. So there is zero excuses why you can't be unbreakable. Thanks to the 555 Fitness folks.
$3.99, baby. Everybody's favorite number.
Nice. All right, Jason. Man, thank you for your friendship. It was great seeing your pictures today. Thank you for allowing me to be a small part of the Florissant Valley Fire Protection District family. I tell everyone, they always ask me, they say, Ryan, if you could go anywhere and location was not an issue, where would you want to be a firefighter at? And my number one answer, consistently and constantly, is Florissant Valley Fire Protection District. If I had my druthers, that's where I would want to work. So thanks for coming on, Chief, and tell us where they can find you and something about some kind of book that you wrote. I don't know what about it.
They can find me at Jason Holvelman on Facebook or enginehousetraining.com. I also created and run the Facebook page called The New Fire Officer. And any of those places are easy ways to get a hold of me. I'm on Twitter, but I don't use it like most people do, kind of like Pip said. But, yeah, I did a little book while I was off called No Exceptions Leadership. And it's a nice little handbook, reference book type of thing. So get it at Amazon, look it up there. But it's always a pleasure coming on with you, Ryan. And Pip, it was great meeting you through – Fire Engineering's Blog Talk Radio, and it's an honor and a blessing to be able to come on and talk about these things with people that are like-minded, and you learn so much from each other. And I hope to catch up with you guys at Indy and have a cup of coffee or a beer, whichever one you prefer.
Can we do
as
both?
Long as there's donuts.
Like both.
Yeah. If there's donuts involved, we'll take both.
Okay. I'm buying your book on Amazon now, by the way, because on Amazon Smile, you could support 555 Fitness. Just saying, we're on there on Amazon Smile. So look at that. In the same token, I'm buying your book and I'm helping 555 Fitness. Look at the way the world works.
Thank you. Thank you.
Crazy.
Appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm glad that it helps you out there. It's awesome.
A little birdie told me that he got to read it first, and it was pretty remarkable. All right.
Oh, dude, and you're on Prime, too. I could get that tomorrow. It'll be here tomorrow because you got Amazon Prime. You got a whole bunch of reviews. Man, this is looking good. You guys should go on Amazon and check this out for sure as I'm sitting here playing commercial pitch and, you know, giving you all the props I can.
And I appreciate it. And it's not been advertised, and because I don't know all the logistics yet, but there's going to be a portion of the proceeds is going to go to the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. I don't know all the details yet because I'm not gotten paid anything for any of it yet, so I can't tell you.
You're speaking the truth about writing a book. Shh, don't tell anyone that.
But I do know that I am going – the book is going to – some of the proceeds are going to go to the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. So
that's awesome, man.
So, it's one of those deals where you don't want to shove it out there to – just to try and sell a book, but I also know that it's not going to make a lot of money. So if I can, they were very good to me. So I'm happy to give back to them.
Man, thank you guys for coming on again. And if you guys want to go head on over to Amazon and find Jason's book, it was highly, highly, highly recommended. And support 555 Fitness. I know Pip is a very modest person, but 555 does support different fire departments around the country by giving out grants. They're working on something pretty special as far as equipment-wise. I don't know if he's ready to let that cat out of the bag yet, but, check out 555.
Which one? I got a lot of cats in the bag, man. Which one?
Yeah, I know, right? Main thing is they've got a free app. So head over to the App Store, download the 555 Fitness, and you got your workout program for you. So thanks for Pinwell. I'm kind of saddened that we didn't get a chance to talk to the boss tonight. Usually he's one of the first callers in there. So Chief Halton, if you're listening tonight, thank you and Diane and everyone at the Pinwell family for allowing us to have these forums to bring on these great folks. Thanks to Pinwell. Look for everyone out at FDIC. My class will be on Monday. And after that, And I'm like Chief Hovland. I'm going to take in as many classes as I want to. And for my parting shot, I'd like to share an experience from this past weekend. So I had a chance to teach opposite Sean Gray. Sean Gray from the Stop Believing, Start Knowing campaign as far as fire dynamics. And I was teaching in the coal mines of West Virginia country. So we had a rough group of about 80 volunteer firefighters that are coal miners. And all of a sudden, Sean mentions these smoke curtains, something that I've been researching in and believe in. And I had the best response out of a group of firefighters that I've ever seen. 80-some tough coal miner, grit hard West Virginians looked and said, "Why do you all think you're reinventing? Coal miners have been using smoke curtains since the 1800s. I about fell off the podium and realized we're not inventing nothing. We're just applying it to different things. So remember that just when you think you're inventing something, someone from the 1800s has probably already done it, probably already proven it. Maybe you just need to open up your mind and research it just a little bit more. So all of you folks that are listening out there that are going to be an unbreakable firefighter, use the hashtag Trucker Tough Challenge. Make sure to send Trucker a Shaka, and that way we support this young man battling stage 4 cancer. Jason, Pip, thank you guys for coming on. You guys can find me at Jump Seat Views. Unlike you two quitters, I'm a Twitter holic. I can usually get 140 characters in with something pretty good. Head on over to Facebook.com.
We're still working out together, and you're going to quit, by
yeah.
the way. I cannot wait. I can't wait.
Just remember, when I vomit, I'm coming for you.
The number is going to be 140 in the reps. You realize that, right? Like, we're doing 140
yeah.
reps of a lot of things. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Thank
all right?
You.
Be ready.
Just
be warned.
Just remember, I don't quit. I will not quit. I might die, have a heart attack, break an arm.
Don't do that.
But quit.
We would look
yeah,
really bad
yeah, right.
if we died.
But quit is not. Make sure you have the AED, some aspirin, and a donut standing by. All right, guys. Thank you guys for coming on. We'll see you guys in April. Thank you for your friendship. And everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land, you've been listening to Building the Unbreakable Firefighter. So hang up the phone, close down the computer, and get to work. You know why? Because your life may depend on what you do next. With that being said, Pip, Jason, the mic's getting dropped. I'm going to bed. See you guys later, and thanks for coming on.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.